Welcome to Urban Wine Life. I'm Michael, your dreadlock connoisseur, and I got a little something different for you today. I'm drinking a Gewürztraminer. German, usually in the winery area of Alsace. So it's an Alsatian wine, it's a German wine. I tried one previously, and now I'm trying another Gewürztraminer from the German area, from the Pfalz region. P-F-L-A-Z, Pfalz. So easy for me to say. So I wanted to put some things up because this is one of the most interesting wines that a lot of people are sleeping on. There's a lot of ladies, a lot of people who just say, yeah, I just don't like wine. But the only thing I drink is a Moscato, which is a Muscat grape. But this is like the grown-up grape, the grown-up brother or older sister of the of the Muscat, because this wine is a lot more mature. It's an aromatic wine. What's aromatic? So much flavors, smells, make it sweeter than what it actually is. So when you get that aroma, once you taste it, you automatically thinking, wow, this is pretty sweet. But it, since it's so aromatic, it's coming into you. So this wine has different types of aromas to it. So I brought out three and wanted to kind of explain that. Big shout out to the farmer's market in Decatur. So what we have is ginger, honey, and cinnamon. And you also get like rose hips as well as a little bit of smoke. And so the spice end of what people get is pretty much from that texture. The taste, you're getting grapefruits, you're getting lychee, never tasted that before. You're getting pineapple, peaches, apricots, you're getting a lot of that and a little lemony taste. So that bitterness and that lemony taste, that's what you're getting. But again, this is a German Gewürztraminer. But I really love this wine because it's in between the Riesling and like a Pinot Gris. But it's from that family of the Muscat, Riesling, Gewürztraminer, and a Torrentes, T-O-R-R-E-N-T-E-S. Torrentes. So if you want something similar to this, but from another country, look for the Torrentes. I think a lot of them is in South America. So let's go first. So if you taste ginger in a lot of food, but remember the strength and texture and the smell and aroma of ginger is, it's almost, it's not quite sweet. This is very strong. They got really good spices at the farmer's market, but you get that smell. It's a little on the high-end tinge side, but almost sweet. So it's a, you get that kind of smell from the ginger. Then we'll go to the cinnamon. So if you got cinnamon, you know that's a kind of sweetish, sweet, almost kind of, I almost say cocoa. So that cinnamon reminds me of like a cocoa smell. So you get that too. So that's two. And then the last one is the honey. So you get that kind of dry, kind of sweet smell, that dry, sweet smell. But those are some of the aromas that you get. And these spices, she's all up in my nose right now. The spices really are in here. So you can get hints of that. So if you really start getting ready to get your nose, I'm trying to clear my nose because this is very strong. You get your nose in it. I get the ginger. I get a little of the ginger. I'm not getting any of the cinnamon because I don't smell that kind of sweetness, chocolate, milk chocolate type. A little smoke on the back end, a little smoke. I'm trying to get it to come on out and clear my nostrils on that. But pretty good, pretty good. You know, this is also, if you get some Gewurztraminer aminas and some even Riesling, smell like that cat pee. It's really funny. You smell cat pee and you kind of get a whiff of these kind of wines. It depends on the minerals and everything in it. You kind of say like, damn, it does smell like that little cat pee. But really good. So you can probably get that. It depends on the texture. So let's get a taste on this. Really good. I'm getting some melon. Maybe slightly on a pineapple. I'm trying to get it because it's not as dry though. It's not as dry. The Germans don't do a lot of dry unless it's trocken. You got the trocken. So when you, if you're really looking at Riesling, I think I said it before, you got the Cabernet, you have the Spätlese, you got the Auslese, and the Bier Auslese, and the trocken. Anything that's trocken, you is that dry, but it doesn't have that. This is not one of the trocken wines. So yeah, so yeah, more pineapple. You got that not that apricot taste. Remember when we had that other wine, it kind of had that apricot. This is a little more pineapple, maybe on the peach side too. And this is good because that sweetness is there. That's why I wanted to take another taste out of this. But this is the P.J. Falkenberg. B.J. Falkenberg. V is set like a F. The P.J. Falkenberg in the Faust region. This is really, really tasty wine. It's a very tasty wine. Again, I'm a big Alsace wine. All these Alsatian, Gewurztraminer, I love the dryness of it. The fruit comes out a bit, but these Germans give you the so aromatic. The aromas that comes out, it just tastes like there's sugar in there. But if you look at the content in there, it is really less sugar than expected. But that sweetness comes from those flavors and aromas that's coming out. But I really enjoyed this one. I think I'm going to continue to try this Gewurztraminer. Probably from the Pfalz region. I got it from like the Ida Oberstein and the northern portion. So remember we was talking about it from a different wine. The Pfalz region has the, like the brownish. The other region has the green. So when you're getting Rieslings and you're getting other type of Rieslings, they're in this brown, you know, brownish. But the green bottles is from the different regions, so you know which one you get them from. I'm probably going to try two different Rieslings and say, okay, what's the terroir? What is the flavor and the area that it comes from? How does the soil, and it's really cold. So these are really like cold weather wines as well, so they can survive really well. And I really want to try one of those ice vines too. They're very expensive and very, very sweet. So those grapes are frozen. And once they are frozen and get to that certain point, then they squeeze that juice right out of it. And then that's where you're getting the Zeiss vines. But that's not an everyday wine. It's like an aperitif, really sweet on that end. But a very good, this actual P.J. Falkenberg Gewurztraminer. If you get an opportunity and you want to step up from the Muscat or Muscatos that you've been drinking, that should be your next step. You can hit a Riesling, which is a little more sweeter and has those textures of like sunflower and a lot more lemony and lime and very fruity pineapple. So you do these pineapples and other ones is like popping out of there. But this one is a really grown-up type wine, as opposed to the Muscat. Is everyone is saying, hey, look, that's just a quick one. I want something nice and sweet, something a little fruity, and not too, you know, strong up in my face. But try this Gewurztraminer. You probably like it. Dreadlockconnoisseur.com or urbanwinelife.com. Go check us both out. That's where we have most of our reviews. But I hope you enjoy it. Thank you.